This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I lied. There's only four for the top five today of Eagles-related content. Number five I have to play because it was too funny not to play.
Okay.
But it's football-related. It's football-related.
That's fine.
Jameis Winston.
Oh, so good. Yeah, I put that on my list this morning.
I don't even know what you're going to play,
but it's got to be good. Dude, it's so good. Is it the one that I put on my...
It's Jameis Winston after the game talking about what he has to get better at.
Is this number five?
I am a better player, you know. But in times like this, you know, it's an opportunity to continue to glorify the Lord even through the toughest circumstances. I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Do you know what happened? The Lord was just like listening and was like, huh? What, me? I'm responsible for the pick sixes?
Yeah. I'm praying the Lord delivered you from a pick six last night too, Jameis. Calls me 250 last night.
I know.
Dude. Oh my God. He's a treasure. He is a national treasure, brother.
he really is a national treasure.
Listen, pick it out, Jameson, for 1 year.
Oh, I love it.
Come on.
Jameis here?
I would love a Jameis backup.
Would love it.
Would love it.
He threw for 500 yards last night almost.
Yep.
Four touchdowns.
Three picks.
He is a straight gunslinger, dude. Yep. He don't care where he gonna throw the football.
Dude,
I would love to have Jameis here.
He had a 30-30 season.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yes.
That's insane.
Man.
What's more insane is that they allowed him to have a 30-30 season.
Yeah, Bruce Arians is like, all right, whatever. Was that the year before Brady got there?
That was that year. You forgot about the 5,000 yards he threw for.
5,000, 30 touchdowns, 30 picks. Unbelievable.
When the Eagles signed Jameis Winston as a backup quarterback, Lakin has got to get on the phone and find his agent and get him on for a weekly with us because...
Yeah, we got dibs on him.
Yes, I want Jameis Winston on this show.
Yeah. Listen, the Eagles almost graced us with Tebow about a decade ago.
Yeah, it was we had him for 1 week of training camp, I think. One preseason game.
We got to get Jameis.
Oh, it would be the greatest.
Jameis Winston is... He is special.
I need the Lord to deliver me from these pick sixes.
Pick sixes. Oh, God. And he was dead serious, too.
He's thinking about it. All right. The other is the funniest Eagles-related content of the last 24 hours. Number four is Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee.
I heard this. Dropped
this bomb out of nowhere.
You know, that Big Don was approached with a movie deal?
What? So they want to write a movie about his life?
Well, they want to do a movie of his life. You know, like... He's a big star, and he didn't want the attention. He didn't want the money. He was offered a lot of money to do a movie about his life. Not happening.
Big Dom movie?
Let me tell you, and I love Big Dom.
We all love Big Dom.
Like a little bro to me, but he's a big, big little bro to me. I asked him about this yesterday too, and as popular as he has become, he is a shy person.
Yes, he's quiet in person.
He's a shy person. He doesn't necessarily want the attention. He knows it's there. And he wouldn't tell me what they offered him. Because my thing is, what do you mean? They came to you with an offer? Was it a pull out? Did they tell you how much they wanted to pay you to do it?
Well, here's the thing. They don't need his permission to do a movie about right. Big Dom.
No. They should just do everything in his likeness.
Yeah, just do a Big Dom movie without Big Dom's permission.
But you need him to give you
the story.
That's a lot. There's a lot of layers to Big Dom.
Yeah, see, the problem with the Big Dom movie is he can't give you the stories. That's the problem. Is the greatest stories that look here's I'm not revealing anything that I don't think anybody knows, but doing his job for as long as he's done it here, the number of players that have that things have happened and sure. Big Dom has been the one to
sure. Resolve it.
There's a lot, man. There's a lot of stories there. It would be a great book one day.
Oh, great dude. Book.
Great book.
He's going to the grave with it.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
No, he's a man's man.
Yeah. Hey, Big Dom, foxhole man.
Yeah. He is a foxhole, guys. Yep, absolutely. No doubt about it.
The third funniest piece of Eagles-related content, and this guy... He's turning into a viral sensation, and I was not aware of this, but Milton Williams' dad
I saw that
is
too,
unbelievable
yeah.
on TikTok. This is his reaction to the Jalen Hurts push touchdown.
Hit the quad! Come on, man! Listen to what I said! Play action! Play ball! Oh, for me to call him again? We call him again. Jalen Hurts. I told him, you said it worked, right? It worked, right? Do it again next time. Defense, Wilson. Y'all play defense this time. Get us ball back. All right, later.
Oh, that was great.
Where's Milton from? Is he a Louisiana guy? I know he went to Tech. I think he went to Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, he went to Louisiana Tech. I think he's
that
Louisiana
That sounds like
kid.
A Louisiana accent. Yeah. There. Certainly the South, man. I saw that video. I'm like, boy, that's my family right there. Boy, I tell you. That's how my family would have been on social media back then when I played.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. What did he say?
Hit the quad.
Milton Williams has been awesome this year, by the way.
Dude.
He's been really good.
Chasing that bag.
Yeah, well, he had
a free agent after this year.
I think he played 40 snaps on because that you can put him in at edge.
Both.
Yeah.
To me, now, he could be a defensive tackle 3 technique.
Right.
If he's with the right defense. We use this hybrid defense where we use those big guys up there. And sometimes he's out there with Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. But yeah, Milton Williams, he's making himself some money too. He's making himself some money.
And who could forget he was remember on draft night? That was when Tom Donahoe got furious at Howie and didn't shake his hand?
Oh, I remember that.
That was about Milton
it
Williams.
It was about Milton Williams.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, remember the other guy? The other guy went to Detroit. I don't know if he's still there.
Yeah, I don't know.
They drafted him though.
Yeah. And what was it? No, it wouldn't have been Jack Campbell because that was like.
No, no, it was another D tackle. Sure. It was the same position.
Yep.
Another instance where Howie was right.
Yep.
Tom Donahue.
No longer with the team.
Big baby. Move on.
Move on.
I mean, he was pouting. He was literally pouting.
Yeah. He was pouting. It was a tough scene for old Tom.
Well,
he wouldn't get Howie the fist pump, right?
yeah. And Howie's like, what do you mean?
Well,
that was a brief window where everybody was still mad at Howie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
An occasional powder, I can feel for Tom a little bit.
Was that the 21 draft? That was
I think it was 20.
Was it the 20 draft?
No.
Couldn't have been 20.
It couldn't have been 20 because they were together.
So it was a Nick Sirianni draft. Yeah,
yeah
you're
it was 21.
Right. It was 21, yeah.
Yeah. The second funniest Eagles-related piece of content from the last day is from Dominique Foxworth, who, talking about Cooper DeJean, believes that he now deserves the apostrophe.
The next player out is my guy, Cooper DeJean.
Let's go!
Excuse me, to be clear, I think that Cooper DeJean earned his apostrophe this week. It's the apostrophe Gene. Look at this hit. Talk about somebody. Zero Fox. If you see Derrick Henry in the open field and you put your head down and drive through him and lift him up, You don't care about yourself or anybody else around you.
Give it to them.
I don't know what this celebration means, but it's automatically very cool because they're doing it.
So what are you saying? Explain what you mean by the apostrophe.
Oh, yeah. Cooper DeJean is playing cornerback, a position that people like Cooper DeJean rarely play.
Just say it.
People who like to have apostrophes in their name. And Cooper is playing like a guy who deserves to earn an apostrophe. He's earned an apostrophe.
I'm not sure I get exactly what you're saying. So you're saying it's apostrophe Gene.
Yeah, that's it. And his last name is now Cooper.
Not a lot of Coopers in the defensive backfield. Let's put it down.
That's very funny. By the way, BG said yesterday, I was asking about Fangio and that celebration. He said that he thinks Fangio has lightened up a little bit almost, that they've sort of gotten to him.
The same way. Yeah, that's good.
He said that occasionally in practice when something happens, when they start doing the celebration, that they'll see Fangio do it too.
Okay.
Which is funny to think about.
That's good. There you go. I mean, listen, coach. These are your kids, man.
Yeah.
These are the young pups, man. And you're hard on them. You've been the curmudgeon coach. And listen, they've responded. And so
give them a little back.
Man, give them a little back. It took a Well, I tell you what, Jim Johnson didn't smile in that first year. It may take Jim Johnson about 3 years before we got a smile out of him. We didn't know if Jim was ever happy about what happened.
That's a football coach, though.
Well, that seems like a defensive coordinator, actually. Does on the DeJean hit?
Yeah.
If this Eagle season winds up the way that we hope it does, I do think that the Saquon reverse hurdle will be like the freeze frame we think about.
Mm-hmm.
But given that this team is now like a defense team and all that DeJean hit in that game, that visual of him doing that to Derrick Henry will be right up there. I think of it as like, I know I'm not supposed to be talking about Super Bowl, but like there's Philly special and then there's Brandon Graham knocking the ball out of Tom Brady's hand. I feel like for regular season, that's the offensive play and that's the defensive play for me.
I can go with that. And it's against a great player.
Yes.
So that's why you want it.
A big, strong, great player, by the way. Yeah.
But the number one funniest piece of Eagles-related content from the last day is I think that Adam Schefter officially killed the nickname the Exciting Whites. Listen to this.
I guess they are dubbed the Exciting Whites of the Philadelphia Eagles, if you would like to report that. That is their name.
Okay, there you go.
What did I say their names are?
The Exciting Whites. The Exciting Whites.
He didn't want to say it.
No. And if you watch Schefter enough, he doesn't have fun with anything.
Yeah.
He's so serious about his job. And
he's
a little uncomfortable with the Exciting White thing. I love the fact that people don't know how to sort of
They don't know how to say it. Well, can I tell you the advantage we have on this show, and God bless you, is that if it's three white guys in the room, same Exciting Whites, like, feels a little
like a Klan meeting.
Weirder. Yes. Yeah. It's not funny. But
did I say that out loud?
Yes. If you are laughing about it, then it makes the whole thing funnier. Then I can imagine Schefter being like, "Am I allowed to say Exciting Whites?
Say this?
You're a white guy. I'm a white guy."
No, you know what Schefter is saying? You ain't about to get me fired, Pat.
Yep.
Exciting Whites.
Well, and McAfee doesn't even officially work for ESPN, so he can't get fired.
He can't get fired. He says what he wants to say.
Our morning show hasn't said Exciting Whites yet, right?
Have they not?
No
they
way.
Have to have.
No way.
Oh, come on.
The camera? Richie?
Say Exciting Whites?
Yeah.
Well,
come on, man.
We're going to need Ike to do once a week on that show, too.
Give him the permission.
I'm going to come in like, hey, man, it's okay.
It's okay.
You
it's fine.
It.
Imagine the camera. I need the camera.
Saying Exciting Whites?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Well, they literally wore shirts to the game with Santa. Yeah.
But they're in a locker room with there's plenty of black players.
Of course.
So they can laugh about it. Yeah.
Listen, one thing I'll tell you, man, the majority of locker rooms, and I feel bad for those that didn't have the brotherhood chemistry and culture in the locker room. Man, you get so many guys from different areas of the country, the South. You get white guys from the South. You get black guys from the West Coast, Pacific Northwest, and all. And we're in a melting pot, man. And we get to know each other. We get to understand other people's cultures, all that type of stuff. It's a true brotherhood in those locker rooms.
Well, and you know it is because they can laugh about those things. It's like the thing about Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship is like everybody knows what everybody's thinking.
How many times do you think Cooper has been asked about being a white DB?
Yes. It's
he literally got asked that. Was it the opening press conference?
I think he did.
Opening press conference here. Somebody must have asked him. Yes, about. And he's used to the question.
Well, there's no way that wasn't said to him in college. There's no way joking about in the locker room. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I love it. And it's several white DBs out there. I can't wait till they do a photo shoot this offseason.
Wait, it's just two, right?
No, one in Denver.
I thought you meant on the Eagles.
Around the league. One in Buffalo. I mean, not Buffalo, Minnesota. I'm saying one. Why? I don't have their names.
Well, when Reed Blankenship, what are you doing, man?
What am I doing?
I just got a call from our delegation that wants to know what the hell.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I'm getting in trouble for the Stevie Wonder thing. Meanwhile, you're like, I don't know, some white guy over here, some white guy over there. Honestly, the first thing that popped in my head when Reed Blankenship got hurt and they're like, Tristan McCollum's in there. I was like, is there a white guy? They have another, but he's not. So, you only have so many, on one team.
Only pull so many out of the day, man.
Right.
Listen, we used to treat, I'm trying to think, on our defense back in those days. We had Tim Houck. He was the missile. So he had to hang. He had no problem. Tim was great. We had Paul Grassmanis.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, PG, Paul Grassmanis. And believe me, you think Hugh and Hollis and Corey Simon didn't break his stones all the time?
Sure, yeah.
And he loved those guys. And then you guys probably not remember Sam Rayburn.
I remember.
We used to call him
name.
Truck Driver. We called him Truck Driver.
Sounds like it.
Big white kid, bow legged. Oh, man, he was the best. D tackle. I forget which school he came from, but he was on our Super Bowl team. He was one of our D tackles on the Super Bowl team. I just say that to say that when you get these locker rooms that are 70 to 75% African Americans, the white players that come in, they're usually either a quarterback or O-lineman.
Right.
When you get them at the skill position, whether it's wide receiver or DBs, it's always a cool thing. It's like having a cousin come over like, hey, man, from the other side of the family. Yeah. And you bring him in, you embrace him.
Yeah, it's – well, and like I said, it was the first thing – when they drafted Cooper DeGene, it was the first thing that I thought of. I was like, well, a cornerback, really?
Believe me, when I put my name on the line warning him, I was like, dude, you know this could go bad.
He's getting torched out there?
Yeah, this could go bad if they take Cooper DeGene in the first round, in the white corner. Like, this could go bad.
How many times has Jason...
It's better than I thought it was going to be.
How many times has Jason Sehorn been mentioned to Cooper DeGene in his life? Like, that's honestly the last guy I can remember.
It is the last white corner.
Yeah.
It is. Starting.
Right?
Yes, sir.
I can't think of another one.
Yes, sir.
By the way, the Eagles have officially joined the fullback movement. They officially signed a fullback.
Really?
With the Ben Van Summeren.
Yeah.
With this Ben
really?
Ben
well, Van Summeren was becoming sort of important.
Pro Bowl caliber back.
Here, we'll find out 1 second. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Who did they sign, Jack?
His name's Kerry Blassingame.
That sounds like a fullback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like a former Titan, but they did release John Ross to make the move, so.
And you know, John Ross was still on his team.
Neither did he.
Same with, when they threw it to Paris Campbell, wait a minute.
I said, who's number 80?
I thought they cut him 10 weeks ago. How is Paris Campbell? Right. And then they released him yesterday, but I guess they'll just re-sign him to the practice squad or something.